Connect and be blessed by the teachings of Pastor Charles Inyaba, which will enable you to live a distinguished and supernatural life. Pastor Charles Inyaba is a young and anointed man of God and preacher of the gospel. He is the head pastor of the Hopeway Revival Church, a vibrant supernatural youth church, and the Praying Family, a non-denominational fellowship on KNUST campus. Have an expectation and prepare your hearts to receive from God as you connect to the undiluted Word of God. Let's delve into today's message.
One of the greatest blessings any man could ever have is to be privileged to assist a man God has called.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
One of the greatest privileges God has given every man on earth is to be closer to a man he God has called for a purpose. Now, can I ask a question? Do you think Mary will ever regret becoming the mother of Jesus? How many of you think she will ever regret? Does she ever regret becoming? Can I ask a question? Now, can I be quick with what I want to teach you today? Now, I want to teach on a good assistant and a bad assistant. And I'm saying that one of the greatest privileges God can ever give you is to give you an opportunity. To me, I call it an opportunity. One of the greatest privileges God can ever give you is an opportunity to assist a man or a woman he God has given a vision to. It is never easy to have the opportunity or the privilege to come closer to a man God has called. Now, for instance, God actually called Moses. But it was through the calling of Moses, Aaron had a call. So that means that we know Aaron today because of Moses. If not for Moses saying yes to the call of God, Aaron would have no purpose or any connection with God. Now, let me repeat it. It is a great privilege God gives you to stand with the one he has called or anointed. Many people don't see it as a privilege to assist a man God has called. They rather feel like the man God has called should rather feel privileged. It is the other way around. Now, do you know that it was because of Moses God spoke to Aaron? If not for Moses, the wrath of Aaron wouldn't have worked any miracle. Now, there are many of you, if not for the people you walk with, you will not have even entered certain places. Now, this week, I was reading the book of Genesis, and the Bible says that, Genesis chapter 13, 14. And I saw that because Lot walked with Abraham, he also became as rich as Abraham. Number one, Lot never heard from God. It was Abraham who rather heard from God. But Lot decided to walk with a man who heard from God. And the blessings of God pronounced on a man who heard from God came upon a man who decided to walk with a man who heard from God. So it is always a blessing to have the opportunity to walk with a man God has called. Why? Because the opportunities God gives to that man, you have access to it. Listen, if you don't get this revelation, you may rather think you are doing your pastor good when actually you are doing yourself good.
Genesis chapter
13, verse 5, quickly.
Now Lot.
Lot. Lot was Abraham, Nimia, Abani Lot. And Lot decided to travel with Abraham. When Abraham told Lot, I've heard from God, that means God appeared to Abraham. Now, I'm saying this because the reason why many Christians are buffoonery around, fooling around, and not taking their work with the anointing seriously because they don't know the value or the blessedness of working with the man of God. There is a blessing in assisting the one God has given you. Many people don't know the opportunities. Now, on Saturday, I was with a doctor by the grace of God. Then one of his servants, his assistant, is called DJ, his protocols. He's a Nigerian, but he has moved to Ghana. All he does is follow the man of God. And so he said, man of God, do you know last day he flew 41 times? He flew 41 times, 41, played in and out 41 times. Why? What was he doing? All he does is follow the man of God with a bag. And he told me, he said, do you know that I didn't pay a dime? He said, nothing. He doesn't pay anything. Now, what gave him the opportunity to be flying? He's supporting a vision. He is following a visionary. There is always a provision for a vision. So whenever you follow a vision, provision begins to follow. Many people don't know this key. So whenever they are privileged to work with the man of God, they rather feel like, for instance, if Rudolph, now Rudolph sits in my car more often now. Even Sunday we were driving my car, I was even shocked. Do you think ordinarily I will let anybody drive my car? I ask, who can go and drive my car? All I saw is, what is he enjoying? He is enjoying the provision for the vision. Why? He has committed himself to support the visionary. The rod of Aaron began to perform wonders. Why? He was working with the man God has spoken to. So anytime you are privileged to work with the man God has spoken to, you also enjoy the benefit of the voice of God. And do you know what my friend told me? This guy. He's my buddy. Okay. He said, man of God, this year alone, I have flown 10 times. 10. 10. They went to Angola, he was with the man of God. They go there, with the man of God. They go there. And all the privileges they give to the man of God, they give to him. These are the benefits of what? Following and standing with a man of God. Numbers chapter 11. God told Moses, call me the elders. Let them come and stand with you. Let them come and what? Stand. And I will come down and talk to you, Moses, not talk to them. But as far as they are standing with you, preaching with you, maybe now some of you are standing with me in the car. Because I'm supposed to be the one singing. But God has given you the opportunity to stand with me. Numbers chapter 11, what is it?
Numbers chapter 11.
Listen, listen, huh?
And the Lord God
said, I am teaching you the benefit of being a good assistant. Many people know there are benefits. Today I told Pastor Evans. I just woke up and I sent the message. I told him, how are you, Papa? How are you doing? I just wanted to know I love you. And I added, I know you love me more. Then he responded, where's my phone? Many of you don't know how to stimulate your relationships. You don't know. I've told his name, my prophet. Don't come and send me fake messages. I told him, good morning, Major. Obi, we need to mess the oh, they are in the video of the top one. Good morning, Major. Please, I trust you are all is well with you. I love you, and I added love emoji. And I said, you love me much. I know you love me much. And he said, I love you, Matt, my anointed. Read it. Open the also. My, I love you.
My anointed.
My anointed. And look at what he added.
Wow. I believe in your ministry than anyone.
Wow. Than anyone. He said, I love you, my anointed son. Cry. And he said, I believe in your ministry than anyone. Wow. When I heard it, I did it. It is a blessing to stand with the blessed. Write it. It is a blessing. Never abuse the access to the anointed. It is a privilege. For instance, if somebody is 7024, is it a privilege to 24? Is it a privilege to the one 7024? And ask a question. If Francis get the opportunity to follow Bahumia, is it a privilege for him or is it a privilege for Bahumia? Because if he is a privilege, or you back kicks here, or be back now. I'm not preaching to somebody. So when you are privileged to stand in the choir, don't make the anointed feel like you are doing it for him. That, and without him, the power worker move. Hey, mover. Madam mover. I am the one, when I sing, the power comes down. So if I don't sing, apostle can't flow. Hey! How many of you are from saying? What are you doing? Those who work at the waist. What are works? It is a privilege to stand with the anointed. It is a privilege to work with an anointed man. It is a privilege to serve with an anointed man. Now, we all know Aaron today because of Moses. We all know Joshua today because of Moses. We all know Elisha because of Elijah. We know Peter because of Jesus. You are known because of who you serve with. You don't know this. You are known. Now, how many of you are here, people know you because of That one you are serving with. And now people give you different treatment because of the one you are serving with. Yeah. Now many know me as a son of Pastor Elvis. That alone has given you certain privileges in life. I'm telling you. I'm not saying worship the anointed. I'm saying that see the privilege God is giving you to stand with an anointed man. It's a privilege. Never make it look like for instance, this guy gives you water. Then the boy then the man comes and said, "Let's come medicine." By the time you realize that day you don't come, somebody will replace you. I won't come and play the keyboard. Hey, before you were born, there was somebody already playing. And let me say this: God always has a substitute for anyone who sins. Now, let me say this. All through the Bible, every king who food, God kicks them and throws another one. When Saul food, God told him and brought. When Vashti food, God told her and brought. So, any throne you are enjoying now, know that somebody is rehearsing to enjoy the throne. God of options. So, it's a privilege. And such privileges, we hold it to both of our hands, not one. Two, if you can be like a monkey, be a monkey star, hold it to your monkey star. Tell somebody it's a privilege to serve with the anointed. Okay. Say it's a privilege to serve with the anointed. To walk with the anointed. Now, on Saturday, naturally, if this guy alone had gone to the hotel to look for better, they say, "Who are you? Who sent you?" But when better came and said, "Ah, he came out from with his face. Where's Bishop Charles?" They are men seated though. He didn't ask their name. That's why demons don't respond to your name. They respond to his name. So when the name is on you, things bow to you. Are you getting me? So these are the privileges we enjoy in serving. Now, one, you see, when I was in the battle, so the Holy Ghost told me, one of the greatest privileges in service is not even physical, it's experience. There are things you get by serving, and this the major thing is experience. Because that is the experience is gotten over time. And somebody has gotten that experience for me. All I need to do to learn from the person is to work with the person. And the more I work, the more I see, and the more I learn. That's all. You see, you're not even clapping. No. Tell somebody it is a privilege. Don't abuse it. You're a car. You're being that guy. I ain't gonna come. Hey, I'm gonna come. But the time. Now we've seen Christ's sleep. Has he stopped? When Moses died, somebody continued the vision. God told Joshua, "Moses, my servant, is dead. Get up and continue." You leave, somebody will continue. You stop, somebody will continue. If I stop preaching now, somebody will continue. After God has trained sons and daughters in us to control the vision. I can leave now, because you can continue. I can leave now, but you can continue. I made him listen to a message. And the way he prepared the message, I said, you really preach the message. You can also continue. It is a privilege. Now, for instance, even if you are holding a bottle for a man of God, do it with every heavy. Numbers chapter 11, quickly.
Numbers chapter 11, verse 16. Uh-huh. Then the Lord said, "Summon before me 70 of the leaders of Israel and bring them to the tabernacle to stand there with you."
Wait. Gather them, bring them to stand with you, prophetess, woman of God. I'm going to stand with you. Go and preach.
Yeah.
And let them stand with you. So you are here because God called you to stand with me. You say, "Wow."
Wow.
Read that part again.
Then the Lord said to Moses.
Then the Lord said to Charles Nyaba.
Summon before me,
all the people seated here. So I am summoning you because God said to me to summon you. I'm having this leaders meeting because God said to me, Leticia, come. You didn't come, it was a summon from heaven. Summon unto me 70
of the leaders of Israel.
Of the leaders of Hope. Are you okay?
Then the Lord said to Charles Nyaba.
Good. The Lord said to who?
Charles
Nyaba. Sermon before me. So you are here because God sermoned you. It's not me. God sermoned Monica. So whatever God touches her to do, it is a privilege. Never see that. And then me, and you know, now you listen now, oh, shit. Never make it look like whatever you're doing for the anointed, it is like, if not for you, the anointed will not be. Who are you? What are you? Who am I? What am I? As I'm preaching, and there is an anointing making me preach. If God lays the anointing now, amen. So don't make it, Aaron, don't make it look like without you, Moses will not be. Because when Moses encountered the bush, you were not there. It was the effect of the bush that produced you, Aaron. Because Moses said, Lord, I can't speak. And God said, I'll bring you somebody. So that means that if Moses could speak perfectly, there was no need for an Aaron. So sometimes God brings you as an Aaron to write it there. If you're a dancer, you are an Aaron. If you're a chorister, you are an Aaron. If you're a cook, you are an Aaron. Whatever you are, God has given you. And you know the funny thing. Now, whenever we talk about Moses, we mention Aaron. Why? God gave him the privilege to partake in a vision. So it is always a privilege to partake in a vision of an anointed man. It's a privilege. Even if you're buying face towel, it's a privilege. At least we can say that. Koko, who is to write face towel? Melody, who is to do it? You see, when we mention him in a good way, it is on a good record. Now, Jesus says something that wherever the gospel shall be preached, whatever this woman did, what did she do? She poured a very precious ointment upon Jesus. And the Bible says that Jesus didn't say the woman, but Jesus said, wherever this gospel is preached, what she did, and automatically, you can't mention what she did without mentioning the one who did what. So, in other words, the woman will be preached, though she was a prostitute, but yet she stood with the man of vision. And now, anytime you're watching the television, we see that person on the vision. Hang on. Tell somebody it's a privilege to stand with an anointed man. It is even a privilege to give. You see, one day, my father and the Lord wanted the Ewart. I told him that to me, it is a privilege for us, his sons and daughters, because it was the first thing he was doing. Gathering Ewart's person. I said, we, your sons and daughters, we are giving this amount of money to support the basin. Yes. The book they just launched. I sent him a message. I said, we, your sons and daughters, have understood that whatever you are doing is a good cause. We are giving this amount of money to print 1,000 books. So as we are seated here, the office we gave, so when you go to heaven, maybe a soul will read a certain book. Go read the judgment seat of Christ. Now when he comes, I'll let him bring the books to you, okay? Tell somebody it's a privilege. You becoming an usher. Don't let, for once, never let Satan make you feel like, I know now our Shanka. How many better form? Instead, I say, Apostle, may ya be up the richer idea. The moment you start thinking that God will just replace you instantly. Do you know why God replaces people? What they say in their mind whilst they are serving. Sit down. What they say in their mind, in their thoughts, whilst they are what? Serving. Some people are serving, but their hearts are not serving. Service starts from the heart. Acceptable service starts from the heart, not from the mouth. Some people are like, I love everybody in the heart. Is the apostle call, oh, I've been too much, oh, I've been too much. And anytime you say, well, okay, you have reduced your service to nothing. Jesus said, these people praise me with their lips, but their hearts are far. So service starts from the heart. And that's why you must understand in your heart that you serving with me in this commission, we go here together. It is a privilege Jesus has given me and you. Number one, he has given me a privilege to become his servant, and he has given me a privilege to serve with his servant. We all know Timothy today because of Paul. Do you know that? Now, if I didn't say kissing, go to Adakodachi. All the people who know you now, but probably, no, not probably, it was the Holy Ghost who impressed on my heart, let him go. So when I obey the voice, you are now enjoying the fruit of that obedience. Benefit. Tell somebody it is a privilege to serve with the anointed, to stand with the anointed, to support the anointed. Do it from your heart. Yes, mention it. Numbers chapter 11, 15.
Numbers chapter 11, verse 16. And the Lord said to Charles
Nyapa. The Lord said to Charles Nyapa. Tell some, it's a privilege to assist the man of God. I can't hear you. It's a privilege to assist the man of God. Because which area are you assisting me? As a keyboardist. Which area are you assisting me? As no further. All one. Striker, defender, goalkeeper. Which one are you assisting me? I'm selling that. Are you a cell? Then you go wrong to start yourself.
Oh, yes.
Which area are you assisting me as what?
As a singer.
As a singer? Eh? As a drummer. She is assisting me. So that means that I'm supposed to be the one doing the drama. But she's doing the drama so that I can preach. So every department, whatever department you are serving in, it is assisting the man of God to fulfill purpose with speed. Because I can't be the same person preaching, ushering, drumming, dancing. So all these, we all come together to make the dream or the vision God has given us effective. Do you get it? God gave the vision, but there are men making it work. See, listen, never for once Satan thought that he could be equal with God, and God brought him down. So anytime Satan makes you want to compete with your head, that is your downfall. And I've seen many people fall. They work with some man of God, small, and small anointing drops on them, boom. They want to start their own. Boom, they are going. Boom, just because you pray, headache. You pray, people fall down, you say you're anointed. Read.
And the Lord said to Charles Nyaba.
Someone
before me, 70 of the
leaders of Obi say, if you recommend any more, that Ohana better.
Bring them to the tabernacle to stand there with you.
Bring them to where? That's why we brought you out of your rooms, your hostels, your homes, to where? The parade grounds. To stand. I told them, come and stand. You are standing with me as an usher. As what?
Singer.
A singer. As what? Announcer, singer. As what? As what? Drama. Now I'm going to show you the benefit of standing with the man of God. Just standing, you know, as media. As we say some members and some members. As okay. As that's what I said. I told you today. I told you so when I say I don't think I'm ready. I'm swear. Ready at 20. As now let me stand with you.
I will come down and talk to you.
Anytime you stand with the man of God, you receive encounters. You receive what?
Encounters.
I will come down and talk to you there.
So anytime the man of God shifts level in the spirit, because you are standing with him, you shift with him.
Wow.
That was why Joshua became also equally anointed like Moses. He also spoke to the sun. Moses spoke to the sea, he spoke to the sun. Why? He was following. You see, many people don't know the power of following. And you see, when Satan wants to crush you, he wants you to overtake your head. And anytime you overtake the head, anything, listen. Your head is carrying grace. You want to see me do whatever I'm doing? You think it's simple. Like, I preach here, moment of hope, go to my room, pray again, wake up, prepare messages, try it and see. Me, if God gives me an opportunity, I'll be a follower. Because, it's not easy to crack your brains. So Joseph followed an anointing king. So anytime you stand with anointed, big grace falls upon you.
Amen.
And I see grace falling on every one of you.
Amen.
That is why I can see most of my sons preaching. I see them preaching with ease. Miracles are happening. Signs and wonders. Why? They are standing with a man God is speaking to. I will come down.
I will come down and talk to you there.
And talk to you. But as they are standing with you, I will take what is on you. And so one of them, son, not all. Thank God. Say some.
Some.
But when you got this all, man. Are you seeing the benefit? When you stand with the man of God, you even see God. Because he says, I will come. If God comes and talk to him, now for instance, talk to me. Why then? Now, are you not seeing the voice? Are you not hearing the voice? Are you not seeing the person? So anytime you start with the anointing, you begin to see things in a different way. Now, how many of you used to think in a different way? But when you came to church, started walking, talking, now your perspective has changed. That's another benefit. When you stand with anointing, you begin to see from the perspective of an anointing, you begin to see God. And God says that I will come and talk to you. And then,
and I will put some of the spirit that is upon you.
I will take what is on the man you are standing with. That's the reward of standing with anointing. And I will put the same spirit. That means whatever the anointing upon him is giving him, you also become a partaker.
Yes.
It's okay.
I will put the spirit upon them also.
I will put the anointing. The most treasured gift every man should chase in life is not man, it's not woman, it's not car, it's not good, it's the anointing. Bishop Dark said something powerful. He said, I completed university years ago. I have not used my certificate, but the oil. Recently, he was in Liberia. The whole stadium was filled. The whole stadium was filled. I was trying to upload a video today. The whole stadium. He's a medical doctor. Have you ever seen a medical doctor filling a stadium before? Will you go? But when you travel with the anointing, even at the airport, president come and say, you are welcome, one of God. All things that I've seen meet almost all the African president. Why? Oil. And you know, one man called Bishop Obu.
Yeah.
And his singer, Bishop that singer, called Ida. Ida completed KMUST. She wanted to travel to the UK. And Bishop that told her, drop it. Follow me. And Bishop that said, every as you follow me, you will travel, so you'll be tired. One day they were at the airport, the lady said, and she was crying. She said, Bishop that said, why? She said, I'm tired. I'm tired of sitting in plane. Every country Bishop that goes, she goes with him. And imagine Bishop that God knows. All because a woman decided to serve with the anointed. Now she's enjoying the fruit of the harvest of the anointing. That's the benefit. And I see some of you very soon. You'll be going everywhere.
Yeah.
Whatever grace God has placed upon me, as you stand with me in worship, Benjamin. How have you seen the benefit of the anointing? Standing with the anointing. Prosper. As you are dancing with me, some grace will follow. Boom. Then suddenly people start calling, oh wow, anointed. So this is one of the benefits. God comes down, he takes the anointing upon anointed, and he gives it to you. So sometimes you don't even have to fast. Start with anointed. And that's why some grace on Pastor Abis has fallen on me. We said when I posted the power of addiction, you see, do you know that people organize but they don't come? You see, what are trying to say? Also you say, Nyamia Fro, they come and see when him. Then maybe power hour. Even your mother will not come. I'm telling you. There are some of you, even your friends do shit or you won't buy. There is no grace on the shit. It takes a certain grace for people to do certain things. That's why I'm serving my father. That's why when he says, you see, I'm showing one of the secrets. Do you know what? Can I show one of the secrets before you go? Okay.
Yes, sure.
Anytime we do the pray for the city, do you know what we are doing? We are talking to his grace.
Wow.
But you don't know. Why? God gave him the vision. And we are walking in the vision. Every vision has provision. Every vision has a backup with angels. So as we are doing that, we are tapping into the grace. Grace will be everywhere.
Amen.
That is why, as a church, as young as we are building with speed without any pressure. There is no pressure on us, but no pressure. As God is touching people to give to us freely, your business is receiving a patch.
Amen.
Stretch your hands and let me bless your hands. Everyone serving in any department, as a cell leader, as a worker, today I cast poverty from to you.
Amen.
I cast poverty out of you.
Amen.
I cast soul out of you.
Amen.
Any department you are serving me, I declare this as a blessing. In Jesus' name. So if you are not taught how to assist the anointed, you may end up assisting into a curse. But when you are taught in the right way, you will end up in the anointing like Joshua. And you will be commanding resource. And some of you, God is going to open international doors for you.
Amen.
Look at my medical doctor here. I have a lawyer. Look at my son here. Very soon, my son will say, my Lord, he come out ragada. The judge will fall under the power of God. And God is using to raise champions. You see, my daughter Sarah is blasting in the U.S. Organizing the white people using English. Blah, 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 blah. I say, hey, another lawyer here. And then look at me if you fool, okay? So God is raising men in every field. Just keep serving. Keep standing with the anointed. An anointing will be transferred on you and your life will never be the same. All the guys serving, your wife should be the most beautiful flower.
Amen.
And all my wonderful daughters here, your reward will be a loving husband.
Amen.
Every lady under the sound of my voice, no guy will give you pressure.
Amen.
But they will give you pleasure.
Amen.
You see, when God gives you that husband or wife, you will say, have you seen my baby?
Have you seen my love? Have you seen my woman, my person?
My wedding song. Say powerful. At least we need songs like this as Christians to use as our Snapchat videos, not hey, check. No. Have you seen my pepe? That means, have you seen the woman God has given me? After I followed up on shoes, the woman will be at the front seat, air conditioned. Oh my God. Hey. Lord, bless them with wonderful wives and husbands. How we are blessed serving the Lord. How we are glad at least we are also serving God. You can also say that through somebody has come to church.
God bless you for listening to this message. May your life never be the same as you have connected to the Word of God through His servant, Pastor Charles Inyaba. Connect with the man of God on Facebook and Instagram at Inyaba Charles.